A week ago, hurricane forecasters were predicting Jean would head out to sea. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, Jean offers a reminder of just how unpredictable hurricanes can be.
Jean was pretty dependable for the first 1,000 miles of its journey. Trade winds carried it steadily west and north across the Atlantic. It sailed by Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. Jean was still just a tropical storm as it passed by Haiti. Even so, it caused catastrophic flooding there and more than 1,500 deaths. Then, in waters north of the Bahamas, Jean virtually stopped for almost a week. Colin McCady of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says the center's computer models get confused when a storm isn't moving.
Some of the models were sweeping it off towards the northeast out into the open Atlantic, which would have, of course, been a nice scenario for us. Some of the models were sort of hinting that it would finally go westward, and that's what we finally see.
At the time, though, forecasters had to make their best guess. They predicted Jean wouldn't hit the coast. Bruce Albrecht of the University of Miami says it's easy to see why Jean fooled the computers and the weather experts.
Well, it had a couple of problems. One, of course, the situation was that we had Ivan, as you remember, affecting the East Coast.
Hurricane Ivan was a huge storm that traveled up the Gulf of Mexico. It was so big it disrupted the flow of air that usually carries storms from the west coast of Africa to the eastern U.S. Albrecht says that allowed Jean to get caught in a sort of atmospheric dead zone.
Yeah, it's a little eddy or a little lull where it just has no steering current to help it decide where to start moving.
So Jean performed a slow-motion loop. Carrie Emanuel, who studies hurricanes at MIT, says it's not that unusual for storms to do these loops. He says one devastating example was Hurricane Elena, which looped through the Gulf of Mexico in 1985.
It was originally aimed at sort of the Florida Panhandle and Alabama, and they evacuated the whole coastline. Then it took a right turn and made a beeline for Tampa, so they evacuated most of that part of Florida. In the meantime, they got all the people to move back to their homes in Alabama and the Florida Panhandle. Then, of course, it went right back to where it was headed originally, and they had to evacuate a second time.
Jean has kept Florida residents guessing as it's hovered off the coast. That's caused plenty of anxiety. But Emanuel says the pause may mean the storm does less damage when it finally strikes land.
Because it's moving very slowly, it has plenty of time to churn up cold water, and Jean has done this. And by cooling off the ocean surface underneath it, that has the effect of weakening the storm.
Even so, Jean remains a powerful storm, and forecasters say it may strengthen as it moves across warmer water toward the Florida coast. John Hamilton, NPR News.